This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Comedian and event organizer George Chen has been doing comedy for a few short years, but he's been involved with the arts in San Francisco for many more. He talked to KALW's Jen Chien about his path to comedy.
You were a musician for a long time. How did you get into comedy?
Yeah, I had always been interested in both things. I was invited by a friend who is also a musician to do like the spoken word night. So I did something at her spoken word night, and that was kind of my first foray into doing it. Also, I had done a musical that a friend of mine had written called Jurassic Park 4, long before Jurassic World came out, and sort of a fan fiction take on Jurassic Park as a musical.
A fan fiction musical.
Fan fiction musical, and I was the Jeff Goldblum character, Dr. Ian Malcolm. So that was my first kind of being on stage, not playing music, and getting laughs for just talking as Jeff Goldblum.
What was your internal feeling when you realized what it was like to be on stage and make people laugh?
In a theatrical kind of situation and getting laughs off of that, it just felt like people looked at me differently afterwards, and I think I liked that part of it.
How did they look at you?
They were like, oh, you're like, your little bit of Jeff Goldblum magic is coming through you. That was, it was just a different feeling to get the immediate response from a live audience. Whereas I think in bands, like you can, if you're in a band that where people know the words and sing along, you've got a completely different experience than I did. We never had that kind of thing happen with our bands.
So in addition to performing comedy, you also host comedy shows?
My show, The Cynic Cave, I run every Saturday, and there's four producers that work on the show there.
On a broad, I guess on a national level, stand-up comedy and kind of comedy in general is like the province of white dudes. And that's changing gradually. The Bay's own Kamau Bell had his own TV show, then it got canceled. Mm-hmm. How do you think about programming your comedy shows? Do you think about quote-unquote diversity? Is that a value that you try to bring forward?
I do think about diversity in booking. By default, since I'm there, there's at least one person of color on the bill. And now I run the show on Saturdays with three other producers, Allison Mick, Natasha Muse, and Nato Green. So there's at least two people of color and
two
gender
women.
Diversity. Uh-huh. Yeah. In my mind, that sort of bakes it in to the equation. But I am also aware of like giving chances to not only underrepresented demographics of women and minorities, but also underrepresented demographics of like just new comedians. Because if I was only going off people that had been doing comedy for like 5 or 6 years, the pool is more limited in the Bay Area. So there's like a couple of angles that I try to come at it.
What about your audiences?
I haven't really kept a solid tab on it. I think like what I notice more is when, well, Nato has a lot of jokes where he's like, well, we should do this to rich people. And then some of the audience tightens up and it's like, okay, these are like probably techies. Then some audiences love it. So it's sort of this weird mix of, I can see ethnic and gender diversity. I can't necessarily see like class diversity, but that does come in there also.
So we do have a clip of you at the Punchline telling a joke about Sarah Slocum, who is the woman who had the Google Glass knocked off of her face at a bar.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to that.
But maybe she's right, guys. Maybe techies should be a protected class of citizen. Because like maybe like we're going to look up back on this in 20 years and be like, this was the first hate crime against the cyborgs. Like, in the history books. There's not gonna be books in the future, guys. History PDFs or whatever. It's gonna be like, Sarah Slocum, she was the Rosa Parks of the Google Glass. When they came for the Google bus, I said nothing. Because I did not ride the Google bus. When they came for the Google Glass, I said nothing because I could not afford the Google Glass. When they came for the Segways, this is really fun if you're driving a Segway before you guys go.
I'm speaking with comedian and event producer George Chen. Given that there are these divides that are kind of opening up in the city, mm-hmm. in the Bay, really, how did you think about writing a joke about this?
First, the incident, which I found hilarious, and then her rationale behind why she needed to be protected more than anyone else and how she was trying to turn into like, oh, I had a hate crime done on me. And like, that is the part that I think is rife for parody. It's just like, yeah, okay, let's take that logic to its extreme. Like, you're like this freedom fighter for this technology that only certain rich people can afford.
Do you feel like comedy in some way can help heal some of the divides that are opening up between techies and non-techies or people, the culture that's newer to San Francisco?
I don't know exactly how one heals that cultural divide. It seems like a little too fresh of a wound to be healed at the moment. We're getting into a very like a Hong Kong kind of situation where it's just like extreme poverty, extreme wealth, like living like right side by side. And that's like if you walk through, you know, walk down Market Street, you're going to get all of that. Can comedy, I don't know. Comedy, I think, can change people's minds about issues, but it's at the same time, if those people like wanted to become politicians, they'd become politicians. You know, there's sort of like a difference, I think, between people that are just, I want to point out what's wrong, but I'm not necessarily going to be the one that fix what's wrong. What comedians are always good at is identifying what is wrong. Like, your logic has hypocrisy in it, or this is just something that violates its own logic. And I think that's what comedians are good at identifying. They're not necessarily going to be
making policy,
making actual, they'll just maybe can be society's conscience in a certain way. And it can be towards that, or it can just be like a poop joke. Ideally, you can mix your social consciousness and your poop jokes, which in San Francisco, I think there's a lot of opportunities to do that.